CEPA. Reactions to EU-Indonesia trade agreement divided. Von. Fleischwirtschaft.de. Und Age. Vom. The 26th of September 2025. Brussels, Jakarta. The EU-Indonesia trade agreement has met with mixed reactions. Palm oil in particular and the competitiveness of European meat and dairy exports are at the center of criticism. The European Union and Indonesia have agreed on a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto described the agreement as an important step for trade relations between the two sides. The legal texts must now be drafted and the ratification process initiated. Indonesia's most important agricultural exports to the EU are palm oil, cocoa, and coffee. In turn, the EU should be able to facilitate the export of dairy products and other animal products to Indonesia. Initial reactions from Europe have been mixed. The EU Committees of Farmers Associations, COPA, and Rural Cooperatives, COJECA, merely took note of the agreement. The agreement offers important opportunities for certain agricultural and food sectors in the EU, but its real value will depend on whether non-tariff barriers to trade are effectively removed and faster, more predictable procedures are introduced for exporters. COPA and COJECA are also calling on the Commission to genuinely open the market, protect geographical indications, and provide targeted support for B2B contacts with Indonesian buyers. Milestone for machine manufacturers. The German Engineering Federation, VDMA, on the other hand, spoke of a milestone in trade relations with Indonesia. Managing Director Thilo Broekman explained that market share could only be regained by reducing customs duties and trade barriers, especially in an environment that is heavily influenced by Chinese manufacturers. The EU Umbrella Organization for the Food Trade, CELCA, also welcomed the conclusion of the agreement. Indonesia, with its more than 280 million consumers, offers great opportunities for European agricultural and food exports. At the same time, sensitive sectors are protected by the agreement so that there is no risk of market distortions. However, the Farm Europe think tank was skeptical. It pointed out that Indonesia could benefit from duty-free quotas and reduced tariffs for palm oil, while export opportunities for the EU are rather limited. The organization explained that the EU faces strong competition for the supply of beef, dairy products, and wheat. In addition, the EU does not export soybeans and cannot compete with Southeast Asia for rice. Farm Europe emphasized that future palm oil imports depend on the implementation of the EU's deforestation-free regulation, EUDR, and the phasing out of biofuels with a high indirect land use change risk. In view of considerations to postpone the EUDR application, the think tank called on the EU Commission to be consistent and fully implement the EUDR.